Hello and welcome. This is Kwaku Koglu on behalf of Code Factory, welcoming you to another podcast. Code Factory is one of the leading providers that make phones and PDAs accessible to low vision and visually impaired. Today I'm going to concentrate on the Today screen. The Today screen is now different from when we had Mobile Speak 2 installed. The reason for that is because when Windows 6.5 was released, the Today screen and the Start menu was quite graphical. So Code Factory wanted people to have a good experience when operating the device on the Today screen, as the Today screen is very important to everybody. The Today screen is found on smartphones and the Windows mobile devices. Symbian do not have a Today screen. I have a Touch Pro 2 running Windows 6.5. The Touch Pro 2 is a flat device with hardly any buttons on it. At the bottom of the device, I have Start Call. I have a bar that does two things. The left side of the bar will actually go to the Start menu, and the right side of the bar, when pressed, shows an application. Next to that, I have the Call End button. On the side of the device, I have a volume button. I have Heather installed on main memory, and she's running at rate 12. I'm going to wake Heather up now, and we're going to slide down the Today screen. The device I'm holding is in my right hand, and I'm going to use my index finger to do quick slides. It's important that you don't actually slide to the bottom of the screen. Otherwise, Mobile Speak 4 won't know that you're actually performing gestures. So I'm going to wake the device up. And that's a great sound so that you know that your device has actually woken up. You can set this option if you go in the Mobile Speak control panel under General, and there you will find the options for sound. Either you can get Mobile Speak to read the screen, or Mobile Speak does nothing, or Mobile Speak will play a sound. I'm going to slide down with my finger.
Mobile Speak, 4 pages, touch test drive, press enter to start training period.
Mobile Speak, 4 pages, touch test drive, tap enter to start training. So tap the screen twice, you can go into the touch test drive and practice your gestures. Slide right with my finger.
Mobile Speak is running.
Mobile Speak is running. Tap that and Mobile Speak will stop. If you do that, then you'll either have to reboot your device. So if you have Mobile Speak to start when you actually reboot your device, you're okay. Otherwise, you'll have to get sighted assistance. Slide right again with my finger.
Configure Mobile Speak.
Configure Mobile Speak. If you tap twice, you can go into the Mobile Speak configuration settings, such as general phone options and the other options for Mobile Speak voices. And there you can configure how you'd like Mobile Speak to run. Slide right again with my finger.
Stylus mode is off. Mobile Speak is using the touch screen.
Stylus mode is off. Mobile Speak is using the touch screen. So if you tap twice, you can turn stylus mode on. And there you can get a sighted person to operate the device for you if there's something you can't do on it. Also, if you press the volume button up hold, then you can also turn the stylus mode off or on, so you don't actually need sighted assistance. However, some devices don't have buttons, so it's good that you can actually use the touch screen to turn the stylus mode on. I'm going to go down with my finger, slide down.
3G3, 5:07 PM, 1/31/10.
So we're on the 3G. I'm using 3 as my mobile operator. And if I tap the screen twice, I'll go into the clock settings. I'm going to do this now so that you can hear what it says.
Clock window. Clock in and alarms. Home radio button check 1 of 2. To move between the home and visiting radio buttons, comma, press left or right arrow, period.
So if you go to a different country, for instance Spain, then you can actually set the date and time and the alarm. I'm going to now close that so that by pressing long tap 2.
Today's screen, 5:08 p.m., 1/31/10, left soft calendar, right soft contacts.
And now I'm going to go down again with my finger.
Calls and messaging, 4 pages, no new missed calls.
So there's 4 pages and I have no new missed calls. Slide right with my finger. If I do actually tap on that icon, then I can see how many calls I've missed and who the people are. Slide right with my finger.
No new voicemails.
No new voicemails. So I have no new voicemails. If I tap on the screen twice, I can enter the voicemail on my phone and I can listen to any messages I have, although I don't have any at the moment. Slide right again with my finger.
No new text messages.
No new text messages. If I tap on that icon, I can then access my text messages as the text message client will open, and I can then write new messages or delete old messages or edit messages. Slide right again with my finger.
Outlook e-mail. No new e-mails.
Outlook email. I haven't actually set up my own email yet, so if I wanted to sync my device with my PC or laptop, I could at least then connect the device using a USB cable or Cradle, and there I could send all my emails which I'd written. Slide down again with my finger.
Appointments, 2 pages, no upcoming appointments.
Appointments, 2 pages, no upcoming appointments. If I tap on the screen, I can enter the calendar mode where I can edit appointments, set new appointments. I can slide right again with my finger.
New appointment.
New appointment. Here, if I tap the screen, I can enter new appointments. I'm going to go slide down with my finger.
Tasks. No active tasks.
No active tasks. If I tap on that icon, I can enter and see how many tasks I have, delete them or edit them. Slide down with my finger.
Internet favorites. 12 pages. Explore Windows Mobile.
Internet favorites. 12 pages. So I can now slide left or right to see what internet favorites I have, which I'm going to do now. Slide right with my finger.
Code Factory.
Code Factory. Let's visit Code Factory website to see what they have. Tap twice on the screen.
Internet Explorer window. Left soft stop, right soft menu.
So my internet page is loading.
9%.
Very slow.
73%. 73%. 91%. 92%. Code Factory : making mobile phones and thus accessible to the blind and visually impaired. Page has 50 links, 17 headings and 1 form. In-page link skip to main content bar. In-page link jump to navigation menu bar. In-page link bar. Link web accessibility bar.
I've just pressed tap 3 to stop mobile speak from speaking. I'm going to now do long tap 2 to close that application.
Today's screen. Left soft calendar. Right soft contacts.
I'm going to now slide right with my finger.
Set up PC synchronization.
Set up PC synchronization. Here I can connect my device to my laptop or PC and synchronize my device. Slide right again with my finger.
HTC.
HTC. My phone is an HTC phone, so I can tap twice and go onto their website.
AccuWeather.com.
AccuWeather.com. Again, it's run by HTC and the weather is on there, so you can see your instances of weather. Slide right again.
Google UK.
Google UK. Another great website. You can search for many things. Slide right again with my finger.
BBC.
BBC. A great website for me again. I like to go on that website to see what radio programs there are. Slide right again with my finger.
Wikipedia.
Another website which I've never been on. Slide right again with my finger.
Facebook.
Facebook. Everybody knows about Facebook. You can go and visit your account and put your pictures and so on there. Slide right again with my finger.
Flickr.
Another website which I've never been on. Slide right again with my finger.
Explore your world with mobile GeoGPS navigation software.
So you can go and explore your mobile geo software.
Read books on the go with mobile Daisy Player.
And here you can read books on the go with mobile Daisy Player. Mobile Daisy Player is found on the Symbian platform, so there's no point going in there. Slide right.
Explore Windows Mobile.
Explore Windows Mobile. We're back to where we started. Slide down again with my finger.
My documents. There are no documents.
My documents and there are no documents. Slide down again with my finger.
My device. 3 pages. Battery level %90.
My device. 3 pages. And it's telling me that my battery level is 90%. Slide right with my finger.
Internal storage. 94.6 MB/258.5 MB.
So it's telling me how much storage and how much stuff I have on the internal storage. Slide right again with my finger.
Storage card. 1.5 GB/14.9 GB.
Storage card. It tells me again how much space I have on the card. I have a 16 SD card.
Battery level %90.
We're back to the battery level. Slide down with my finger.
Mobile speak. 4 pages. Touch test drive. Press enter to start training period.
So we're now back to mobile speak touch test drive. And again, you can enter the touch test drive to practice your gestures and slides. Thank you for listening. That's all I have time for today. You can visit the Code Factory website for more information. www.codefactory, all one word, codefactory.es. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast. Tune in again for when we do more Mobile Speak 4. Thank you.